When General Motors appointed Kenneth Feinberg as its so-called compensation czar, it was pretty clear the automaker hoped to have Feinberg determine damages to victims of the ignition switch debacle, pay up, and move on. But as Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes writes today, things are not quite working out that way. Daniel, all through those excruciating congressional hearings, GM maintained that 13 people died because of the ignition switch problem. This week, Kenneth Feinberg bumped that up to 19.
That's right, he did. And every Monday, people are going to come back and be updating the public and or the media on where those numbers stand. He bumped to 50%, and we don't know where that's ultimately going to end up. He confirmed that he had 131 death claims. Now, making a claim and having him actually agree that it's a claim are two different things. It's important to note here that the 13 deaths that General Motors confirmed to Congress were deaths that they believed were attributable to an airbag that did not deploy because of a defective ignition switch. Now, as GM people have pointed out to me, Feinberg's definition is much more elastic and less specific. Mm. So it's not necessarily an apples-to-apples comparison. Having said that, most people who don't work in the auto industry don't really and aren't going to pay a lot of attention to those fine distinctions. What they're going to be looking at, if they look at it at all, is what are the death numbers.
And what do you think this growing death count means for General Motors beyond the sheer dollars and cents of the damages to be paid?
Well, I think it's hard to tell. I mean, I think one of the points I made today is that we don't really know what the cost of this is going to be. If these numbers get a lot larger on the death count, 13 becomes a factor of X times X, I think that may hurt General Motors' credibility and trust factor in the marketplace, their ability to rebuild confidence with existing customers, particularly people who own those cars or own them, and would-be customers. I mean, GM is at a point right now where it's building some of the best cars and trucks in its history, and yet they've got brands like Cadillac that are struggling and are not definitely not doing as well as they're expected to do.
You also pointed to a speech this week by Attorney General Eric Holder that you felt pretty significant to General Motors.
Yeah, he spoke in Washington yesterday and basically put corporate America on notice that said, you know, fining companies for bad behavior is not enough. That at the end of the day, companies don't make mistakes and bad investments or put bad products in the marketplace. People make those decisions. And he basically said we need to start going after executives. He didn't mention General Motors by name, but I don't know that he necessarily had to. Clearly, this administration, through the Justice Department, is becoming a lot more aggressive in investigating and going after what they perceive to be corporate wrongdoing.
We should also note this has been an absolutely horrible week for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration with that House committee report that just tore NHTSA apart and then a Senate panel that did the same. So there's not a whole lot to defend if you're the agency that's supposedly the safety watchdog for the drivers of America.
Well, that's right. I think there's a real feeling that NHTSA tends to be a little too cozy with the car companies, and they're very defensive here. I think, you know, typically to hit a cynical note, I think, you know, the government never wants to admit that it's wrong or that it hasn't actually done things the right way. I think General Motors has acknowledged that it was clearly wrong, and they don't have much of a choice because I think it's pretty obvious. But I think NHTSA is going to get more pressure from Congress. There's going to be some legislation that's going to be handed down, I think, as part of a traffic and highway bill that's going to push them to be a little bit more aggressive. The sum total here is that all of the car companies are going to be ultimately impacted by what General Motors did or did not do here. And you've already seen companies starting to beef up their compliance and safety organizations and change the ways in which recalls and other things are reported up the chain to senior management. All of that, I think, can be directly attributed to General Motors and the ignition switch recall.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you.